I just wanted to pray and ask God to talk to you this morning. That's why in his house. You are in my zone. Yes. You need to be for. You can't go away like that. You need to be there. Ask him to talk to your heart. Ask him to bless you. Nobody can go and go back the same. When Daniel met God, he was never the same. When Jacob met God, he became Israel. When Abraham met God, he became Abraham. You need to change. Just a beautiful. Thank you. out with Matthew.
Woo!
Every bonus. But it's also showing that we need to buy more chairs. Class of clapping, the clap of chairs. We need to get more chairs. Hallelujah. So that we won't have chair problems in our church. Hallelujah. We are trying to start more branches. Amen. And then we also want to welcome the family of Magdalene and Sam to the house of the Lord Jesus. I like the smile of Magdalene. Oh. Magdalene is smiling throughout. You are going to smile your way in the name of Jesus. And the smile will tell you. It wasn't that smile under troubles. Hallelujah. And I heard that she repented. It's a good one. It's a good one. She repented. And she repented. Yeah, the money goes to Ghana, then the English Spanish. The Psalms don't always have been part of the national government. But I want to welcome all of you to the house of God. Hallelujah. Charles family, all the way from the family here. Magdalene's family, also from the family here. And they are also with us in the good lighthouse where God lives. And visit other churches, location. Hallelujah. I want to be brief because I'm giving you signals. Don't go continue. What is that? Don't go continue. So how to pass out. But tell us what happened last night. We have the previous reports. Detail reports. Well, this year, Bishop declared, our Father declared the year as what? Loving the Lord. Amen. And ever since, we have been talking about love, we have all kinds of love. We have agape love, we have the stronger love and the parental love, isn't it? Every living thing have that love. Animals have it, human beings have it, parental love. When a chick gives birth, you shouldn't go near the chick. Because the chick have a certain kind of love, which is called stalking or storage love. That parental love that is given to parents and their children. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And then we also have another kind of love, which is also called, where is love? Okay. It's okay. And then also, we also have filial. Filial, as we taught us today, is the brotherly love. Hebrews 13:1. Brotherly love. Animals also have it, isn't it? Yeah, so study love, filial love, animal habits. That is why the puppies of the same mother always play around together because they see themselves as siblings. Are you getting the point? Yeah. And then we also have what we call the eros love or the sexual love, which is also part of animals, also part of human beings. I get to the point. And then we also have the agape love, which is God's kind of love. That love has no limits. Amen. That is what we are advocating for. Because the brotherly love and the parental love and the eros love, it's limited. I get to the point. Yeah. But God can probably say that, well, if you once were yet sinners, Christ died. I get to the point. Yeah. So the year of loving the Lord is also mean that we are loving the Lord irrespective of what happened to us in the name of Jesus. Amen. That our love for the Lord this year will not change, whether by weather or by life experiences, whether MPP lose or NDC lose. Are you getting the point? whether the petrol bill goes up to 1 gallon, to 10 gallon, whatever, our love for the Lord is still going to be the same in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then there's a scripture which has been our basic scripture. Amen. We will memorize our scripture today, so don't worry. Don't get it. We'll memorize. I just don't take my time. We'll get chance to go. Chance to go. Matthew 22 verse 35, our memory verse concerning loving God. Last week we began talking about loving God, and then we didn't finish. We are going to continue. I'm just trying to give the recap of what we said in last week. Loving the Lord. The thing is loving the Lord. Loving the Lord. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And we watch that the law and the commandments were representative. And we learned that the first 10 was for the love of God, isn't it? And the last 5, the first 5, love God, the last 5 is also for loving your neighbor. Because if you love your neighbor, you will sleep with your neighbor's wife. True of us. Oh, true of us. If you love your neighbor, you will not do a false accusation. But we say that shall not cause a false accusation. So put on the 10 commandments. You understand? So Jesus Christ summarized the 10 commandments in this. He says the first is like this. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Now let's take the Mark account of what Mark also said about the same scripture. Mark 12, isn't it? 28. Is that Mark 12, 28. And one of the scribes, having heard them reason together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first and with the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandment is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this. Then the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. And to love him with all the heart, with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offering and sacrifices. And Jesus saw that he answered discreetly. He said unto him, Thou art not far from the kingdom of God. For no man after that dost ask him a new question. We're saying that, rather that, the Mark account also brought out a certain aspect of love that is also very powerful. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Loving God with thy soul, with thy strength, with thy understanding. Amen. It's all part of loving God. But we're saying that, unfortunately, many Christians love God without understanding. They love God without strength. They love God without zeal. team without emotions. Rather, they love football with emotions. If Chelsea lose a match, they cry, they get depression. If Chelsea wins a match, they jubilate and they drink and you see the passion and the emotions. But when they come to church, they become reticent. They become disinterested. When they come to church, they stand aloof and no emotions, and they look upon the young ones, display their emotions, and they think, oh, when we're young, we do that more like this. You know, this has small boys to do exuberance. You should go and ask every when you were dancing in church. When you were preaching and ask, Bible says he was leaping and playing before the Lord of God. Leaping, the whole king. Leaping and playing. Read it. Hallelujah. So loving God with emotion, with understanding, with strength, with energy, is going to lead us into a certain kind of a level that we're going to have with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it's very sad to have or to marry a woman or a man who is interested in properties. Like the reason why you came to marry you, one man marry a woman because the woman is an American citizen. And by marrying him, he's going to get green card. So his aim of marrying that woman is green card. When the trouble came, the woman asked her, this and go out. And the woman asked her, when you came, what did you bring? The woman walked off, the woman looked at the walk off and gave it to him. Are you getting the point? Yeah. So loving God this year is beyond condition in the name of Jesus. And we're saying that one of the things that is going to also hinder our love for God is the love for the world. Do you remember we said last week? Because I don't want to go to that. But 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 4. When you read it, you will get it. Or when we say that, and knowing this also, that the last days, the rigorous time shall come. That is, hard time shall come. And one of the reasons why hard time shall come is because men shall be lovers of themselves more than the lovers of God. Hallelujah. So there is a competition, there is something that is competing with our love for God. You see, Bible says that Jesus said you can't have two masters. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't have two wives. It's not possible. I don't know where they're coming from, but the Bible says one man, one wife. Hallelujah. It says in the beginning God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Or not Adam and Eve and Martha. Do you see that in the Bible? Yes. So one man, one wife. And you have to be free. You understand? Not who died any or who married three or four and all that. I get it. Let me my brother. Are you getting the point? Yeah. So because that there is a competition with the love for other things, you know, it is making the love of our love towards God very cold. Amen. And we don't see the love of God in our life because there is something that is competing with our love for God. Amen. 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 And we read it in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. These are all we know. I'm just trying to wake up and then we'll go to what we did today. What we're going to do today. 1 John 2:15. What is it that makes loving God difficult? What is it that hinders our love for God? Love not the world. Is it there? Yeah. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. I understand. So Jesus God was saying that today the greatest commandment is love God with all thy soul, with all thy mind, understanding of all that. And then second is loving thy neighbor as whatever. I understand. And then John is saying here that there is something that is making the love of God, or it is hindering, or it is short-circuiting our love for God. And that is the love for the world. Because it says, love not the world. Because you can't love God and love the world. That's not possible.
a wife is a pen drive or a laptop. Then your wife is a desktop. And we can say
amen.
For all that, now listen, for all that is in the world. Now look at your soul. So now you want to describe what is making the life of God very difficult. You understand? That our life of God, something is hindering it. You understand? Something is competing. There's a rivalry. There's a what? A rivalry. Something is rivalry. I get to the point, there's a competition. I get to the point. In our love for God, he says, for all that is in the world. Now listen. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, and the Lord passed away, and the lust thereof. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's take a deliberate walk into the lust of the flesh, and let's digest what the love or the lust of the flesh is about, which is making many of us our love for God very cold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The lust of the flesh. Now, when you read Peter Dishner, look at lust. Lust simply means that a strong desire. Some book says it's an evil desire. Some also says it's a sexual desire. You understand? In any case, it's a certain kind of passion, a certain kind of love that has evil inside. I get to the point. The lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. We read it in 2 Timothy 3. It says that hard times shall come because men will be lovers of themselves. And John is saying one of the things that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, love of the self, selfishness, the body attention. Hallelujah. Food. Amen. Sex. Hallelujah. Dressing. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not trying to say this because they're evil. When I'm wearing dresses, is it bad? I would want to look nice. Yes. I get the point. Now, what is making the lust of the flesh so evil that we say we shouldn't even follow it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, one of the reasons why the lust of the flesh is so devilish is because the everything of the flesh is demonic and it is leading you to hell. Anything from the flesh. Anything from the flesh is temporal, it is short-lived, and it is leading you to hell. So you must be aware of this, so that you don't give so much attention on the flesh, the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the lust of the eye, I'll come back again, I'm just going to read. The lust of the eye also goes with things that have to do with our eyes. That means blind men don't have this demon. That they can see. Hallelujah. They can see. To the last night or not. In the eye. Blind men can see. Sorry. Hallelujah. The lust of the eye, or the lust of the eyes, is on the second lust that is also competing with our love for God. And then pride of life is also one of the things that is also competing with our love for God. Now, let's take a close look in Matthew chapter 4. I'm not talking about what I'm going to talk today. Matthew chapter
4, verse 15. Now listen to what the Bible is saying. Look what the Bible is saying. Hebrews 4, 15. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Underline it. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like us we are, yet without sin. Now Jesus also went through life. He was born, he came to the earth, lived as a normal human being, and then he went to the cross. Now one of the reasons why the Bible is bringing this across is about the fact that Jesus also went through or also encountered the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. But he said he was tempted at all points as we are, yet without sin. So it means that who are those who were tempted at all these points and yet they sinned or they fell? Adam and Eve. When the devil came, the Bible says, he said, when the woman looked the lust of the eye, he looked at the apple. You understand? And then she said to herself, it is good for food. I get the point. So lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, and then number three, that the things will make one wise, the pride of life. So when the devil presented this temptation to them, they fell. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, Charlie, has God said to eat this food? He said, yes, God said we shouldn't eat it. Ah, it's not so. When you eat it, you want to be wise, like him. You understand? And then Bible said, if look at the apple, the lust of the eye. So what we say, these three evil is something that Christians must be careful about. Because our first parents didn't survive. The first Adam didn't see God. Because these two were tempted at all points. Just as we are, but they fell, they sinned. But Jesus also went through that. Let's go to just guys from Matthew 4 and see what the devil did that made Jesus not to fall. Matthew 4. Matthew 4, 3, the verse last. Are you there? Oh, are you there? If you're there, say aye. If you're cross, say me. Okay, the I have it. So let's go ahead. Now listen. And when the tempter, the Satan, when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Hallelujah. Amen. Command these stones to be made what? Bread. Underline that one. Go to verse 6. And say unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in thy hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Hallelujah. Go to verse 9. And say unto him, Satan. Satan is saying this to Jesus. Verse 3, verse 6, verse 9. Just like Adam and Eve. I, flesh, pride of life. Verse 9. And say unto him, all these things will I give unto thee
shall fall down and worship me. Now, so let's go back to verse 3. What will be in 1 John 3, 15? And when the prophet came to him, he said, if thou be the one, verse 2 says, and when he had fasted 20 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry, isn't it? He was not hungry. What is that? What is that? The last of the flesh. That is why many people will perish because of food, hunger, food. I'm telling you, food. Many young ladies are not able to stand that temptation, and they give in for fried rice, for food, for 20 Ghana, for 10 Ghana, for Mayaya. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Because of hunger. So you see, Adam is saying in Hebrews 4, as we are also tempted, I get tempted. And all those things are going on, and it's making young women and young guys become so useless in the system. I know people have gotten HIV because of hunger. They couldn't stand hunger, so they became vulnerable, and men had to. And they're not feeling like genuine, so when they do the lunch, we have to pay, isn't it? Yeah, and they had HIV. I'm telling you. And they wept. One of them was dying of a bottle of milk, and then she has regretted that to the point where she wished she is dead. You understand? So after leading her to Christ, I went home. I was come to check on her the following day. When I came, the bed was empty, so I thought probably she had been transferred to a different cubicle. So I asked the nurses, when did the lady who was on this bed report that she died last night? She died the night when I was leading her to Christ. I believe by now she will be in heaven. But the truth is that Jesus was also tempted by yet without sin. So it's possible that we too can go through without sin in the name of Jesus. We can also go through without sin, without falling to the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. Verse 6, and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. Hallelujah. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. You see, and in thy hands, or in their hands, they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against the stone, the last of the eye. Because I'm saying, sword, look at it. Look at it. Verse 9. Worship me, the pride of life. I will give you the whole world. If you do that, I will give you the whole world. So Jesus also went through by yes without sin. So what is making you think that what God was saying that Abba, this morning Ghana, how will I marry a man and I will not have sex with him before marrying? How do you think like that? Hallelujah. How do you think like that? That is it possible? Amen. Is it possible? I want to talk to church, you won't get prejudice in church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 There can be prejudice in church. We can be holy in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Despite the temptation and all the trouble that we are having in our world, if Jesus made it, if Jesus made it, if Daniel and Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego made it, we can also make it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We can also maintain our purity in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We can also love the law without any competition. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The love of the flesh, the love of the eye, the pride of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why women spend 3 hours in doing their hair without even prayer that day.
Okay.
Because the last is of the flesh. Let's put my time and do my head. So we spend 3 days. Two of us. We do it this day. Other day, be here. The last day, they do here. 3 days. Attention on the head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And yet, no time to find time or prayer or even read the Bible. Even all that, even living service. I can see the point. They will put on Kuku Chacha. Hey, how do you call it? Kuku Chacha. Kuku Maya. Hey, no, how do you say it? Oh, I know you. How do you say it? Kuku Bajia. I don't trust many people. They are watching this. A Christian sister. And I want to. I'm forgetting what's now. And a meeting service, waiting service, will come. So you allow the loss of the eye, because you are watching the loss of the eye to enter your heart to the point where now it is not competing with your living service.
Come on. Let's see.
Can you imagine? The loss of the eye has become so much that it is even now competing. Just like today, we are fasting and praying today. No, we are not fasting. We are not fasting. Even though you think one day or past, some of you do it.
No.
Some of you put it, you think it. Why? Make your Jesus.
Okay.
Hallelujah. The loss of the eye has become so much that many many people are troubled. Many people are going down to hell. Because they've not been able to overcome this problem called the lust of the eye. Amen. May we overcome this demon in the name of Jesus. May God give us the grace to overcome the lust of the eye in the name of Jesus. You see, men have that problem, women don't have that problem. You understand? Women have the lust of the eye for other things. And men also have the lust of the eye for other things. This guy said, look, if a man looks on a woman lustfully, he has already committed a fornication with him or her. Yeah. So it's a problem both for women and both for men. Hallelujah. Yeah. Everybody now know many men in church don't like to consider spiritual things before they marry. They look at shape. They look at the color. They look at the size of the thigh. One of the thigh. They look at the size and the shape of the box. The box is too flat. One guy said he wants to marry a woman with a big breast. Big. But in the night, he will just use it as a cloth. I got a very close to me with him. He kept down all those youthful fantasies. They call it fantasies. You know, when you're young, you always have aspirations. When I'm married, I'll marry a woman. You remember, I've never been married. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. To the lust of the eye, then the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the flesh has also led many people into trouble because of the fact that we have not been able to. One of the things that the Bible talks about is that men shall be incontinent because they can't control, lack of self-control, incontinence. Incontinence is will help or will make people not to have control over the flesh, have control over the eye, the pride of life, hunger, people who always want to elevate themselves. People who always want to use names, people who always want to use political power, people who always want to use cyber moves to find a level somewhere.
I know that's why even now in the church, people do nepotism and chapelism in the church. Again, if a young man, Christian young man, has seen a young lady who's a spiritual woman, a sister will tell him, you can't marry from this tribe. What is it? Why can't you marry from this tribe? You understand? Now, if you put a nominal body here, nominal body, and put a sovereign body here, dead bodies. Is there any difference?
No.
So how come church has allowed Sabbatism to now come up our judgment instead of the Holy Ghost?
I preach it.
So now is Sabbatism. That is now moving people. Oh,
over here.
Who's over here? So you ask me, see, one again. No, don't ask one again. Over here. I apologize to me. Oh, God. I got to be happy. Hallelujah. The right of life is a demon that we have to deal with. Otherwise, it's going to disturb us a lot in the church. You understand? So Christians, let's wake up to such demonic plans of the enemy that is trying to cause harm to our church, that will cause harm to our faith. Because it must be something dangerous. It's a deadly virus. That's why Jesus spoke about it. He said, you can love the world, neither the things in the world. And he gives you a spread. The things in the world that he mentioned, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, they are the three major forces that drives people away from the love of God. It's a force. So you need to be resolute. You need to be strong. You need to say to yourself, not me. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But say, not me, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to love the Lord irrespective of what comes my way in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's take the last scripture and then we'll close. Next week, we'll continue from there. Now, 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, I think so. Samuel 11:1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't go in that place. Let's take a walk through James 4:4. And then we come to 2 Samuel. Don't go, I'm going to put something here and then go and work there. James 4:4. Are you there? Look at this, say, I went on the screen soon. James 4 will say, ye adulteress and adulteresses. Have you seen it? Ye was adulteress and was adulteresses. Know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Have you seen? He said, don't you know? Give me a shorter version. He said, don't you know that friendship with the Lord, falling in love with the Lord, means you are making yourself God's enemy? Now, how can you be an enemy of God? How can you become an enemy? A Christian brother. You are God's enemy and you are saving his praises. Can you imagine? You are saving his praises. You are saving and God, you are his enemy and you are saving to him. How many people enjoy the song of your enemy? Your enemy is in the house singing. How many people enjoy it? Your enemy is singing, he's sleeping and he's singing. You need this sort of thing. And God
church never will never enjoy your singing and your praises because you are his enemy. Why? Because you are born in love with the world. Amen.
Amen.
He said, ye adulterers, don't you realize that friendship with the world makes you an enemy of God? I say it again, if you want to be a friend of the world, you make yourself an enemy of God. Look at it. Look at it. So you are the church. But as I know, you are God's enemy. For me, that doesn't work. Yes. Your enemy who want to kill you, want to poison you, has brought you to believe it. Believe it. How can this woman want to? He poison your dog, and poison your cat, and poison your apology. And then Christmas Day, he came. Open it, I gave you food. No, who will touch it? No, who will open the door and be the one? And he greets you. What will you say? What do you want? Amen. That is what most of us have become in the church. As we sing, God, what? Just that, over, you know, yeah. Hey, my girl, but if you don't know that you're going to put his local. Look, sometimes I find before it's like a great deal. It's a lock. So every man slap you. You want my God enemy. You are in the church and you have made yourself God enemy. He says, don't you know? He said, I repeat it again. I said it again. If you want to be a friend of the world, a real friend of the dead, who put a ring on me? Who put it back? Who put a ring? Who swore on me? Who swore something on my mind? What can I do with my wife? Yeah, who's your partner? What is it that I said? Who? As you go. Go and the man is I get to the point. Now who will respond? Do you think that the scripture says in vain? The spirit that dwells in us laughs and believes at it. He says, what do you think the scripture means when they say that the spirit God has placed in us is filled with envy? Then the Holy Ghost is a jealous. The Holy Ghost is a jealous. Is that in good English?
Yeah, it's a good English.
He says, I'm a jealous God. That shall have no other God. I'm a jealous God. Is jealous. God said, I'm jealous. And he said, don't you? How do you think that? The Holy Ghost inside us is a jealous spirit. The spirit life is jealous. And you want to fall in love with the world, can you imagine that you're going to marry? And then you are now moving with your ex-girlfriend. And you are marrying a woman. You are marrying a woman, not a woman. And you are now moving with your girlfriend, and your wife sees it. What happened? The Holy Ghost is not a woman, I'm telling you. Look at this. But he said, look at this. He said, what do you think the scriptures mean when they say that the Spirit of God has placed in us a filled with envy? The Holy Ghost is to control you. Oh, that's good. Catching him, Joe, my man, catching him. It's a jealous spirit. So, as you're there, would say, baby, see the name.
and remove her uterus.
Because the devil has entered into the uterus. But Dr. Andres, is he here? The uterus, the bonus for the uterus. No man was born on that uterus. She endured and endured and endured and endured and endured. And then one day, she said, no more. Say no more. You stay here. I must stay here with the three children and manage them. One day, God bring HIV. Mm-hmm. So today, the woman is living with the three children. And the man is also living like that. Even what it is difficult. The Holy Ghost is like that. It's a jealous spirit. And he's inside you. And you are going to fall in love with the world again. Are you serious? Hallelujah. Let's take the last picture. Oh my God. Okay, you guys. Last picture. Then tomorrow, next week, we'll continue from there. Second Samuel. I'm not reading this one, but I need to fast track it. And allow just a good to have my way. Because, 2 Samuel 11. Verse 1. Now listen. And it came to pass, after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent Joab and his servant with him, and all Israel. Children of Amnon and received Rabbah, but David died still at Jerusalem. Now look at the revelation there. At the time when kings go forth to battle, kings are supposed to do war. King David was supposed to be on the battlefield. Hallelujah. But he stayed and sent Joab and his servant to go to the battle. Now look at the street. And it came to pass, but he stayed back. And it came to pass in the evening time that David arose up from his bed. What kind of lust is that? Lust of the flesh, isn't it? Yeah. That's of the flesh. Men, kings had to go to war, and he, David, was in the house, feeling free. I'm the king, part of life. I can't choose to go. I can simply go. Hallelujah. And walked upon the roof of the king's house, the part of life. And from the roof, he saw a woman washing herself. The light of the eyes. Hallelujah. And the woman was very fair. No one lost of the eye. He didn't just see a woman, but he saw a very woman. And he too, the eyes like very woman. I've got to go to Kania. One guy said, even if there's light, I don't have a problem. My wife is light. Now let me finish. Then we'll close. Next week we'll try and continue from there. Now listen. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, it is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliab, the wife of Uriah the Hittite. And David sent messenger and took her, can you imagine? And she came in unto David and lay with her. What demon is that? The lust of the flesh. So we saw the pride of life, the lust of the eye, and the lust of the flesh. I finished this.
Let's finish the these three forces. May God give us the grace to overcome it in the name of Jesus. May God give us the grace and the strength to overcome these three forces in the name of Jesus. Now by the time David went through all this temptation, the last of the eye, he saw the woman bathing, and then she called him right there over my bread. You see, but if he had been to the war, I get the point. If he had been to his place, I get the point. To only have coming to this temptation. Now listen, the lesson here is that sometimes we fall prey or temptation get us because they are supposed to be where we are. Sometimes midweek service, the flesh, the life of the flesh, are continuing to be challenging in their heart. That is bad for people. In fact, it even works when the weather changes more. You have a reason why you wouldn't come to church. Is it your mind? But this is the one who observes the weather will not show, and your duty is to watch the Lord, observe the weather in Soto. So it's a word God called, I'll tell you where in Soto. Sometimes camp meeting. Look, one lady left camp meeting. She almost like, we are at the camp. And then she had a call. We don't know who called her. She didn't tell anybody. She just left the camp. Camp was anointed man of God teaching. He left. When he got down, no car. And somebody gave her a lift. But then, she said, when we were going to know him, the guy took her to Stadium Road, the bush there. Come and see speed. So I'll stop there. The guy didn't stop. When he got to the bush, the forest there, he stopped and then put out light. The girl began to weep and poop on herself. Yeah, at night. It will make all your sleepers loose. You wouldn't that know where you can be with. Yeah, at night. And then something came over her. And then she shouted, Jesus! Jesus! And they said, the guy began to convulse. Convulsion touched the guy. She convulsed that and she fell down and then she began to run. Run to where? She ran out, she came to Grisco. Grisco, that place, you know. And then people were very soon. When the guy wasn't there, the guy and the car has vanished. Go to verse 2. Verse 2. Look at something. Is that a word? Verse 2. Go to verse 1. I think verse 1. Look at verse 1. It said that when and it came to pass after the year was expired, at the time when kings go forth to battle. At the time that you must go to church, you want to stay in the house.
But
at the time that you must go for family head house, you allow the lust of the flesh up and drop. Lack of the flesh. At the time that you must go to church, you are in the office praying for the day.
You are praying. That is number.
Oh, do you know what it is? Yes. Don't pull me. Praying for the day. And that is where you begin to see naked women. That's when you see a woman bathroom on a computer.
What are you on a computer?
Amen. We will not this week. My time is fast. Right? But my prayer is that may God give us the grace to overcome these forces in the name of Jesus. May God give us the strength and anointing to overcome all these problems in the name of Jesus. May we never fall. May we be like Joseph. May we be like Jesus. May we be like Shadrach, Daniel. Bible says, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the king's meat. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were determined to die than to compromise their love for God. Many of us have compromised. Many of We have compromised. We have compromised our love for him. And we come to church and we say his praises. The Holy Ghost inside you. Bible says it's a jealous spirit. It's a jealous spirit. The spirit inside you is jealous. I'm telling you, the Lord can be that day. Out of jealousy, he will destroy you. He will destroy you. May we have love for God and God alone in the name of Jesus. May we not yield our members to the love of the flesh, to the pride of life, and to the lust of the eye. May we be faithful with our wives. May we be faithful with our spouses. May we stay holy and pure. Because sooner than we see the sound, the trumpet will blow. Sooner than we see, the trumpet will blow. Sooner than we see, I don't know when. But you need to get prepared. Get prepared for you when it's going to come. And may he come and find us awakened in the name of Jesus. May he come and still find us being occupied with the things of God. May grace abound and may he have mercy on us in the name of Jesus. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Bow your head and close your eyes. Maybe you are here, you don't know Jesus. You are not born again. You haven't given your life to Christ yet. I believe the Lord ever does steps here. The reason, it's not by accident. The Lord wants to save you. That is why he let you come to listen to a message like this. And I pray that you will harden your heart. You will live here with Jesus. It's my prayer that you will pray him. What the Holy Ghost is saying, don't think there is a man making noise and talking. There is a man who is a lighthouse preaching anyhow. But my prayer is you see God talking to your heart. My prayer is you see and hear the voice of God calling you, my son. My son, you are about to destroy your life. The bell is about to ring. Last round. I can hear a bell. Last round. Last round. May you not escape this gate of salvation and go to hell. Lord, say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be born again. I want to dedicate my life to this man called God. I want to love him with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, with all my understanding. What is the first time? I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Just put your hand on your chest. What is the first time? I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to love him again. I want to serve him. I don't want to perish without this man. I don't want to bite and gnash my teeth. It's not come to pass in your life. Will you accept Jesus? What is your pastor? I want to accept Jesus. I want to be born again. Just put your hand on your chest. And I'll pray with you right now. And Christ will come into your life. If your heart is on your chest, just pray up and say, dear Lord Jesus. Or say, dear Lord Jesus. Today, I come to you. Just as I am. A sinner. Condemned. Unclean. Forgive me of all my sins. Forgive me of all my sins. And wash me with your blood. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me of all my sins. And write my name in the book of life. Today, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Today, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you came to die for my sins, and on the third day you rose again. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. I'll pray for you. Father, I pray, I commit all those who hands on their chest and they have accepted the Lord Jesus. I pray that you hide them. You hide them. You hide them. You hide them. hide them. May they not fall prey to make them preach in the name of Jesus. Just as Jesus was tempted at every point, but without sin, may we also, when we come to our turn, may we also stand for Jesus in the name of Jesus. May we not let him down. May we say no to Satan. And may we say yes to Jesus. Father, we thank you for these wonderful souls that you have taken into your kingdom today. I know today many angels are rejoicing. We are so grateful for you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Clap for Jesus. Clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. So if you pray the prayer, I want you to know and understand that you are born again. The Bible says that except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So if you are praying this simple prayer, you are born again. Bible says in Romans 10, 9 and 10, he says, but with the heart man believe, with the mouth man confesses. So we confess unto salvation, and we believe with our heart unto righteousness. So if you have confessed with your mouth, and you have believed with your heart, you are born again. It's free. Hallelujah. Don't go and bring pure water or oil or whatever. This simple prayer, according to Romans 10, 9 and 10, has made you born again in the name of Jesus. Come to Jesus. Say, I am born again in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, say, I am born again. I am a Christian now. I am born again. I believe in Jesus. I have a new master. His name is Jesus. Today is your birthday in Christ, 14th February 2016. Amen. We are so grateful for all of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we put up our scripture for the week? Last week's scripture, do you remember our scripture last week? What was it? Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Okay, this week's one is where? Mark, this week, today's one is what?
Mark 8:36-37.
Okay, so let's all go. 1, 2, Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in the exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37. Let's go and give a whole check. Mark chapter 8, 36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in the exchange of a soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. Let's go again.
Mark chapter 8.
How many of you?
What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
What is this rule?
Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36 and 37.
Okay, this is good. Yes. Mark chapter 8, verse 36. How much is it? For what shall it profit? One woman.
One woman. What?
Mark chapter 8, verse 36-37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
Men.
Mark chapter 8, verse 36-37.
Oh, I want you to ask. Men, let's go.
Mark chapter 8, verse 36-37. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark chapter 8, verse 36 to 37.
Can you see?
don't see. No one else if you see. No one. Alright. So this is our schedule for this week. So this week, let's all memorize it. Do you understand? Write it down as we go through the week. Memorize it. Share it with a friend. I get the friend in the office, the consulting room, wherever you meet somebody, share it. Do you understand? This is our scripture for the week. And the whole world, lighthouse, every church. This is what we are memorizing for the week. Every week we memorize the scripture. Amen. Amen. So we will thank God for grace and for mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Take a second offering. A second of your tithe is your please bring your tithe. Tithe. Second offering.
Tithe.
50 CDs, 10 CDs, 5 CDs, 2 CDs, 1 CD, and all that. Please tithe, come, let's bring the room. Tithe. Let us believe in tithe. We believe in tithes. One of the things that God is going to prosper us and has prospered us is through tithes and offerings. So we give two offerings and we pay tithes. Amen. Malachi 3, he said, bring the tithes. We believe it. Not by force. We bring it willingly and we are blessed. Father, I pray and I commit these ones unto your hands, so God bless them and touch them in the name of Jesus. Oh, may the door be open in the name of Jesus. May any demonic in their life be removed in the name of Jesus. May you walk under open heavens in the name of Jesus. And may all nations call them blessed. Father, prosper them. Even as they give their tithes in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for these wonderful ones as they have come to honor you with their tithes. May you also honor them in the name of Jesus. Honor them in the name of Jesus. And grace them with ointment, with good silver ointment in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Ointment of favor, silver, ointment with good scent, good smell. In the name of Jesus. Raise your offering up. Raise your offering up. Second offering. Father, we thank for offerings. Bless it. Bless our offerings. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Give us a song and let's sing and bring the offerings to the Lord. Hallelujah. Give me a powerful song. You want to sing this song? Lord, He keeps on blessing me. La 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 la, blessing me. You want to sing that song? My church members. Okay. What about this song? May see me now, what will touch you?